Man City are beaten by Newcastle. Klopp says Liverpool were beaten by the snow. And is Maurizio Sarri a beaten man? This is In Airplane Repair. Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast anywhere in the month of February. Joining me today to discuss high drama in the midweek Premier League action, the statistical expert matched by no one else in the podcast statistical arena, Otto underscore Wolf is here.
Yeah, I feel like we need to drop that title because I've really become I don't know what you call it. I don't like statistics anymore.
You've become disillusioned. Do you not need to get back into the stats, or do you really want a new title?
I just think stats are a fraud way of analysing the game.
Well, surely there's a place for stats, you know. Stats aren't everything, and we all know the most important stat is in the top left-hand corner.
Or the bottom left-hand corner on BT.
Yeah, on BT.
If you are a new listener to the pod and you're wondering whose voice that is, then let me introduce you to the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper is with us. Welcome, Luke.
Hello, good to be here.
How is the temperature where you are?
Pretty cold. I was playing some football earlier today at the highest level. At the highest level. And it was quite chilly.
Can you give us a statistic on the...
Statistic? I'm going to say -1.
Wow. Wowee.
Statistics are ruining the game.
Just guess the temperature.
Back in the day, you would have just said cold.
I can't remember the rhyme, so I'm just going to go with it's our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog. It's good to see you, Johnny.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
How's the temperature where you are? Colder than -1?
I mean, it's gotten a bit warm. I think yesterday was beyond cold. There's lots of snow around, so.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. shall we commence with Man City being beaten by Newcastle? Otto underscore Wolf. Did Newcastle deserve to win this game?
Yeah, I guess so. I just can't really remember what happened.
Man City scored in 25 seconds.
Man City scored straight away. Yeah. Mm. I didn't actually watch this game.
Well, I half watched it. I could tell you that Salomon Rondon also scored a goal.
Solomon Rondon did his classic because he only scores if he's also pushing someone to the floor at the same time. And it just this time it was his own teammate, but he just has to push someone to the floor.
He's I think the fans have taken quite a liking to Rondon.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised.
He seems like a likable player, you know.
Yeah, he is really
nice. I feel like even when he's playing bad, he'd still be like out there giving his all, still a big lad, you know, pushing
still
people.
He's still big.
No matter how bad he's playing, he's still really big.
Muscles have not deteriorated with his form.
Yeah, so if I was a Newcastle fan, I'd appreciate that man.
Yeah.
Johnny, did you watch this game?
No.
If you did, would you have been disappointed with Man City?
Well, yeah, I mean, by all accounts, they were pretty nervous, you know, passing sideways.
Ah.
Where are they going? Who's great at chance? It's not them, apparently. So, I'd be disappointed.
Okay.
Because they need to be ruthless at the moment, not nervous.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Luke, so now that, I mean, obviously we know Liverpool failed to capitalise on the, failed to totally capitalise on the points dropped. Is the title over?
The title over? You mean the title race?
That is what I mean, yeah.
Probably not, I would say. Because we've seen they can both get nervous now, so anything could happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, was it really...
all up in the air.
Was it a case of nerves against Leicester Anfield, or was it a case of the pitch being just unplayable?
Well, I mean, I did like how at half time they had the groundsman in only cleaning like the box that Liverpool were attacking. They were like, forget about the rest of it. Just, this is where we need the grass to be good.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I think it is allowed.
But like, what, like, how badly could you mess up the other team's goal? Because if you're allowed
you
to
just go in with a pitchfork and scuff up the penalty spot or something, could you?
No. I guess they could just say, well, we started at one end and we ran out of time.
With everyone in the box.
Yeah, we had like 15 players.
Apparently it's quite common for like teams to do stuff like not have heating in the away dressing room and stuff like that for half time. And like, so like, you know, it's quite common.
But there must be some kind of law.
But maybe there isn't a law that you have to clean the whole pitch at half time, I guess.
Yeah. So did Jonathan
any action done to improve the pitch on the attacking side must also be done on the defensive side.
So did you watch the Liverpool game then, Johnny?
Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, so as if you were a Liverpool fan, would you have been disappointed with Liverpool?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one because I think, you know, Leicester have played well against the top teams and like really suit that kind of game. I just think you'd like you'd be disappointed, but it's lucky that they drew and City did.
Yeah.
And you're going to have those kind of games. It's not even a rainy day at Stoke, you know. It's a snowy day
at home.
I feel like they started so well. It is a bit disappointing that they weren't able to capitalise on that. It's weird. Man City and Liverpool both did the exact same thing. Of school in the first couple of minutes.
Too early.
Should be getting complacent. I don't know, like just kind of being like conditions are a bit shit.
Mm.
We've scored the goal. Because I feel like when you go out in those kind of conditions, you're like, first goal is going to be so important because it's going to be so hard for anyone to like get a cohesive attack because the position's so shit. So when Liverpool score in the first couple of minutes, they probably just got, I don't know, they got a bit, I feel like everybody watching it was just like, oh, well, that's done now.
Yeah.
Luke. And I feel like maybe they were as well, and they kind of like came off the ball a little bit. Because after that first attack, I don't really remember them having a good chance in the first half.
They had a few, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, they had a few.
Like, Mane definitely had a couple.
But he's playing quite well at the moment.
I think Schmeichel made a good save as well at one point.
Luke, as someone who's played the game at the highest level, do you have experience in scoring too early?
Yeah, I would say so. It happened a few times. Yeah, sometimes it'll happen. Especially if you score early after you've been playing quite well, or if you score and then you play well for a bit, like you get into the mindset of, oh, this is just kind of a matter of playing out the rest of the game. We'll probably get another one or two goals and it'll be easy. And then all it takes is like, even if you are like the better team, just one kind of like breakaway from the opposition and suddenly like, you're really nervous, they're coming on to you, it like can completely change it. So yeah, I would say, yeah, it's possible.
Is Jordan Henderson a good right back?
I mean, not the best. But like I guess it's another thing to take with the Liverpool, like they're really struggling at the back in terms of injuries.
Yeah.
I don't think he was too bad.
I thought maybe Leicester should have like I don't know, put someone more threatening out on the left side. Like, they could have switched, like, Damari Gray over to the left to try and get at Henderson. Well, they didn't have
I think he was kind of solid defensively. You probably missed the, like, you know, Alexander-Arnold.
There was one moment where he... I think someone splayed a banging diagonal ball out and he just missed it by, like, 5 centimetres.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so is it title race well and truly on? Man City have got more fixtures, and you could say...
Yeah, I think kind of essentially with the title race, nothing's really changed because, like, obviously Liverpool have gotten a 1 point extra gap, but, like, essentially it's still only 2 wins.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, 1 point is pretty similar to a loss, isn't it, really? So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like, if the title race was still on last week, it's definitely still on... No.
Yeah.
Possibly brought Tottenham into it, you know.
Possibly. I mean, you know, Liverpool now 61 points, Tottenham Hotspur on 54 points.
Well, but Tottenham Hotspur are actually playing like shit.
Yeah, yeah, they've got Son back now, though.
Yeah, they do have Son back.
Oh, right, so they're out the Asia Cup or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're out. They went out quite quickly.
Yeah, so Tottenham 2, Watford 1, absolute shit.
Just Tottenham were quite like, I don't know, maybe, well, yeah, they're quite lucky and also unlucky at the same time in that they got the last minute equaliser, but they had also missed quite a few open chances. They're like, all the Tottenham fans were calling for Llorente's head after he made those misses.
Jeez.
Yeah, there was some, if you went on Twitter, it was pretty, pretty bad. You know when a miss is so bad that the miss, like a miss gets onto the front page of Reddit?
Yeah,
that's when you know it's bad.
Oh, that's good.
And people were baying for blood.
Other people who might be baying for blood are Chelsea supporters.
My word! Wow, but, who's blood though?
Well, I mean, that's Luke. Might I ask you, who's blood?
Tough, considering I didn't see the game. But I watched the I was watching the Liverpool game at that time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was quite good because you could switch over because the Liverpool game started 15 minutes later.
Oh, it's a classic.
So you could watch the beginning of the see them start to get smashed and then be like they're 3-0 down. I go to Liverpool now.
Also, just in general, like that, like 2 hours of football in like England and in Europe, and it was the most ridiculous 2 hours of football possibly that have ever happened.
Wow, that's a statement.
In Europe, you had the 6-1 for Barca.
Yeah, and Roma lost 7-1.
Oh, to Fiorentina, yeah.
And Juventus lost 3-0 to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Wow.
It was,
and Vinicius, the new Real Madrid guy, did some sick skills.
So all in all, the most insane 2 hours of football ever to have occurred. But yeah, back to Chelsea Bournemouth. David Luiz, his blood will always do good, I think. If in doubt, bay for David Luiz's
blood.
He's
an easy target, isn't he?
He is an easy target, but that might be because sometimes he's really shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, on another note, that young player who looks even younger for Bournemouth, Brooks, was very good.
Oh, yeah, Brooks.
His assist was really nice.
Yeah.
His
goal was good as well.
Yeah, he was really good when Southampton played Fulham. He was really good then as well. Thing is, I didn't realise they bought him for like 12 million from the Scottish League. Well, that's quite a lot of money.
Johnny, if I asked you last week if you were a Chelsea fan, would you be calling for the end of Sarri? This week he said he needs patience. Do you want to give him any patience?
Well, I'd be up for giving him patience, but Chelsea fans don't really have patience, do they?
No.
And it works quite well for them, I think.
See, I was wondering about this, because if... You know, they say every football manager is 10 games away from losing their job. How many games away is Maurizio Sarri from losing his job?
Well, given that everyone is 10 games away... I would... Like, genuinely, though, it won't be that many, because I think... It's the thing is, it's how bad it gets, isn't it? But if he had three terrible losses, you could see him going.
Okay, well look at this. They've got Huddersfield next.
Every manager is no more than 10 games away. Because sometimes, surely it's every manager is no more than 10.
Well, yeah, if you're always 10 games away, then you're never going to get sacked, really, are you?
Okay, fine. Fine. I see what you mean, but
yeah.
Okay,
you can be one game away.
They've got Huddersfield next at home.
Yeah.
Lose that, which they could, because you know they've got the new Klopp coming in.
They're not losing to Huddersfield.
Well, and then they got City up.
Is this
Klopp
number three or
Klopp
number two?
Yeah, this is
Klopp
number three. Because Southampton have Austrian and Klopp.
Yeah.
And then this is and then Huddersfield now have Klopp.
The German Klopp.
German under Klopp.
Yeah. So then they've got Man City. They've got to go to Man City, which obviously you know they could lose that. Europa League tie, then a fifth round tie against Manchester United, and then in the Premier League they've got Spurs. So,
maybe let's say 5 games away. You know, it's not
the thing is the Man City game is a cup final. So he has like it's not like you know like he has done pretty into a cup final. They're still they're like if they win that then like people will be like that'll be quite nice for Chelsea to have a trophy again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very disappointing that Higuain, you know, just come in and then he just wasn't that good.
Well, but also it's really weird how Sarri is already saying that Higuain isn't good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really bizarre.
It is.
Because, like, I feel like, because obviously Sarri was with Higuain and Napoli. Yes. And, like, that was when Higuain got, like, 38 goals. And I feel like it makes... It must have been Sarri pushing through that transfer, but maybe it actually wasn't. Mm. But I don't know. I feel like it was, like, his decision to bring him in. And now he's already, after two games, saying that he's not, like, up to standard.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
He goes to the Mourinho school of just insulting the players.
But I think the fans still like Sarri.
Because
I feel like... He does stuff like, there was like a video of him after the Bournemouth game, he like went and chatted to fans to like apologise to them. Like, not like on the pitch, just like some, I don't know where it was, like in the stadium at some point, like after the game. Mm. And like these fans were just really angry and he was just chatting.
Well, we
to
should
them,
say, like, they like, obviously they got through the semi-final the other day and that they played, yeah, exactly. They played okay in that. Good to see Hudson-Odoi get a goal.
Weird that Hudson-Odoi wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah. It is odd. I don't know what's happening with that.
Mm.
Hasn't he handed in a thing, a request?
Yeah, but yeah, but he hasn't gone.
So. Yeah, Bayern Munich said it was over.
Oh, yeah, it's over, isn't it? It's the transfer season.
It's weird. Yeah.
We should definitely do like a little transfer season roundup, roundup at the end. So this is actually now, Chelsea have slipped out of the top four, would you believe it?
Who's Arsenal?
Arsenal have overtaken them after they beat Cardiff 2-1.
Mm. That's absolutely crazy.
It is pretty mental. Do you want to go to perhaps, you know, one of the games of the week? I mean, Fulham 4, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. Otto? Oh,
that sounds like a great game.
Fulham were behind and then they didn't lose and then they won. Mm. And what's going on in your head right now?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Glenn Murray is a good old striker, isn't he? Knows how to get a couple of goals. Got some goals early. Fulham's defence is still shit. But yeah, no, then we came back as Alan Shearer, Gary Lineker said. It was a game of two halves and we came out at half-time. It was pretty good. It was good. It was very nice. Ryan Barbel?
Yeah.
He'd be good. What a revelation.
He's it, mate. He's been playing for the Netherlands.
Yeah, but like that's because the Netherlands.
He's in the prime of his life.
Netherlands are shit.
No, they're having a bit. They're having a resurgence
because they're in the semi-finals.
Yeah, they beat France and Germany.
Yeah, I know. Nobody was. I mean, yeah, okay.
I mean, it is only. Yeah.
Did you say nobody cares about the Nations League?
Nobody cares about the Nations League.
So they're 6 points from safety now. Is it? Can you bridge the gap?
Well, I was watching the I was watching doing my kind of yearly rewatch of the Leicester City story.
Oh yeah,
and they were I think further from safety with only 9 games to go. So
I think Ranieri is going to do it again.
So I was no, it wasn't Ranieri. It was Pearson who did it.
Oh yeah,
I mean you're going to win the next year.
Remember, he then pinned that Newcastle player to the floor.
Yeah, strangled him.
Said the reporter like had his head in the sand, and then he got fired because comparing reporters to ostriches too bad. But yeah, I've got faith. I've got belief. The only thing is actually the other teams are doing quite well.
Yeah.
Like Burnley, they've won 3 and drawn 2.
Yeah, quite a record.
Burnley as well. Yeah.
Burnley turned it around. I feel Cardiff and Huddersfield, there's obviously no hope really.
Huddersfield are down, but then actually, I don't actually know. We may like have a really good turn of form, but who's going to go down if we don't?
Well, I know. I mean, Southampton and Palace, can they get dragged back into it?
No, I think Austrian Klopp is sorting out, I think.
Say again?
Well, like Austrian Klopp is doing well, I think.
I don't actually think Austrian Klopp is doing that well.
Well, I mean, they haven't lost in 4 games. 2 draws, 2 wins.
They haven't lost in 4 games.
And Palace, I mean, you never know with Palace, but you think Royal probably, they'll probably be all right. Oh, in fact, Southampton won, Palace won. What a fitting result that is.
Oh, yeah, Wilfried Zaha got a red card, so it's good for Fulham because they're playing Crystal Palace next.
Oh, I didn't see that. What was it? Should it have been a red?
He was an idiot.
He went past Ward-Prowse on the line. Ward-Prowse gave him a bit of a shove, and it like was a foul, but also like the referee didn't give it, and it's kind of like not that weird that the referee didn't give it. And then Ward-Prowse was actually pretty he was pretty sneaky. He was like kind of like spat on the floor quite near him, gave him a nice little grin, put like his hand on his face, but like not like a slap, just like holding it. And then obviously Zaha got pretty annoyed, and then Zaha got a yellow, and then he clapped the ref, and he got a second yellow.
Oh, you don't see again. Yeah, I like to see that. I mean, I'm not saying I like to see that, but what I'm saying is, well, it's like, you know, once you've been booked for dissent, they always do a little bit more dissent because they know they're not going to get sent off.
But it wasn't like a slow clap, which I would have expected. It was a really fast clap. So it was a bit different. Yeah, Ward-Prowse was really funny because after Zaha got sent off, he actually did like a little like celebration with the crowd. And it's like, you don't normally celebrate players. But...
Yeah, are you allowed to celebrate? Because I always... Players quite often celebrate penalties when they get given and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't celebrate, like, say... I don't know, you know when, like... Ramos breaks Salah's arm. Does he do like a little fist pump?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Luke, Wolverhampton Wanderers 3, West Ham United 0. Who saw that result coming?
Not me, and I didn't even see it arrive because I did not watch that game at all or even look up highlights. Sounds like a good game, actually. Wolves probably back in form. They got a lot of good Portuguese players, and I bet they were just doing their thing.
Mm.
I think it was all over them. West Ham were terrible, is what I heard. Pellegrini said they were like woeful.
Yeah, West Ham only 1-5, But as for Wolves, they are in 7th place, so ahead of Everton now. It's hotting up for the 7th place cup. Really is hotting up, actually. Wolves on 35 points, Everton 33, Watford 33, Bournemouth 33, Leicester 32.
Is 7th out of the Europa League spot, or is it?
Is it like if the person...
Qualifying spot.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of thing where, like, if the FA Cup winner's already qualified for some European competition, then... Or maybe that's just 6th place.
No, I think it does... There is some scenario where 7th place can get it, because...
Yeah. I feel like that's maybe how Fulham got into the Europa League.
Because it's on yellow cards.
No, that was the second time we won the Fair Play League.
Do they still do that? Do they still do the Fair Play League?
I don't think they do anymore. I don't really know how we got
it. How does that get you a place in the Europa League?
I don't know.
Like, this team's been battered by everyone, but they've done it with in really good spirit here.
Weird. Yeah, all right. What else? Oh, Arsenal won, we said that. Everton won. They beat Huddersfield. Oh, yes, Luke, let me come to you about Man United. Yeah. Was it the Man United of old? Ole's run has come to an end.
Yeah, OGS time is what it is now at the end of the game. And I'll be honest, I didn't exactly see this match either. Tuesday, I was out playing the beautiful game. So Solskjaer's lost his perfect streak.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to lose it, firstly, a draw is a good way to lose it rather than a loss.
Yeah.
Because draws are better than losses.
Unless you're draw, of course.
Pardon? Unless, but unfortunately, Man U let the undrawables title slip for this.
But you don't get any award for the. I mean, I guess it would be quite cool. I take it back.
That would actually be unbelievable if Tottenham.
Go undrawable, they will be on every pub quiz for like the next 150
years. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, it was kind of a good way to draw against a much worse team because they weren't. Like just playing really bad and getting dominated. They were a bit sloppy at the back a couple of times, but then they've shown the fight and got back into it. I was kind of walking back and I saw they were like 2-0 down in the 81st minute and I was like, oh no. And then I checked it full time when I got home and I was like, oh my word. So,
Luke, news obviously today, Fellaini joined a Chinese side.
This is actually the first time I've heard this news.
Ah, well, let's hear your first reaction to that, please.
I don't know how to feel. Perhaps devastated, because he is the best substitute in the game, potentially. And I don't know, I feel like he's probably going to get just played outright for this Chinese side, and they're not going to use his full potential as a late-minute substitute. When you're 2-0 down or something, I feel like he's a Man United legend at this point, you know? I mean, he's not, but
mm-hmm.
I'll remember him fondly.
Yeah, I think we all will. It's sad to see him. Sad to see him go.
I think, he kind of towed the balance between legend and joke beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And I really respect that.
Mm-hmm. In other transfer news, Roy Hodgson says he went to bed not knowing that Michy Batshuayi had been signed to Crystal Palace and woke up to a nice surprise. So,
how does that happen?
Is Michy Batshuayi the man to replace Christian Benteke?
Is Batshuayi actually that good?
Yeah, I reckon.
He's just been sold by every team he's joined.
No, I think he was tearing things up at Dortmund, wasn't he, for a bit? Was he?
Oh, I can look it up.
He scored the goal that made Chelsea Premier League champions.
I mean, like, I'd seen like highlights from him.
Mm.
Yeah, and as we know, Otto, you turned off stats, so don't come back to us with, oh, he didn't score that many goals.
No,
stats don't mean anything.
Yeah.
You got 10 appearances and 7 goals.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that would
Valencia,
be...
Valencia, his last one, he had 15 appearances and only one goal.
Yeah, but... I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that can happen, you know? If I was Roy Hodgson, I reckon that would be a nice surprise.
Yeah, I guess, the front three of Zaha, Batshuayi and Townsend is actually looking pretty tasty.
Yeah, sounds all right, doesn't it?
I mean, if you could probably swap that for Chelsea's back front three, and Chelsea would probably improve a bit.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. I assume that's not with Hazard in the front
three. Just get the good players out of the front three.
I don't mean...
If you just have Morata, Higuain and what? Giroud, maybe.
Okay, well, seeing as we're doing... we're talking about transfers, shall we... Oh, we were just saying Otto Fellaini's gone. Any thoughts?
No thoughts.
No thoughts, really.
I've got no thoughts on
okay.
that.
Well, let's go.
I do have one thought.
Yeah.
I think it's quite interesting how he was such a huge part of Mourinho's side. And then as soon as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer comes in, he's not only dropped from the team, he's also just completely dropped from the club. It does show a little bit of like a philosophy change, I guess. It's like we're not even going to ever want to call on this kind of tactic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, should we go to by far what is the news of the week? The return of 38-year-old Peter Crouch to the Premier League. Johnny, if you were a Burnley fan, would you be pleased to see
Johnny's actually a massive Peter Crouch fan.
Yeah, so would you be pleased to see the big man back?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Will he do the robot? Oh no, save that until he scores in the Champions League final, I think. I just can't wait to see his lanky frame back on the football pitch, banging in some headers, doing some gangly skills. It'll be great.
I think I second that. I think we're all with you.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm a Burnley fan, I don't really know why they've done it, but also it's kind of fun. It's just kind of nice to have someone like that.
I don't know, it's a bit like Andy Carroll, isn't it? If you just want to bang it into the box last minute, try and get a winner, who's your one?
Yeah.
But Barnes and Wood, they play with like two strikers already, and Barnes and Wood are actually playing really well.
Mm. It's a good plan B, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because they've sold Vokes. Oh, they gave Vokes. They did a swap with Vokes and Peter Crouch.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so I guess they've just decided that actually. A 38-year-old Crouch is better than a Vokes. I don't know how a
Vokes is.
So I don't know.
Luke, Leicester have signed Youri Tielemans from Tia Lehm. I don't know how you say his name. Anyway, I remember once he was really had lots of potential on FIFA. So
I was thinking. Where do I know that name from? It's definitely a FIFA career mode. Interesting to see how it pans out in real life.
Yeah.
Because as we know, real life often mimics the game of FIFA.
Wow.
He's had loads of he's been rumoured to join like loads of big teams. Mm. He kept nearly joining Monaco and stuff like that.
No, he went. He's at Monaco, mate. Just left Monaco.
At Monaco.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went to Monaco. But then what happened? Was he just shit in Monaco?
I don't know. Well, Monaco
are doing really shit. Right
have
now,
they though. Sacked Thierry?
Yeah.
They've
got in the old guy again.
Yeah, they brought back their manager that they sacked.
they've lost the first couple of games.
Wow. So is this it for Henry now and management? Do you reckon that's it?
What, because he ruined Monaco irreparably?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, only got to show relegated Cardiff and now he's back.
Yeah.
Monaco's
way worse.
Monaco's one of the better teams in a league of farmers.
And Monaco have does their team's good?
Does this just mean he can do the Gary Neville thing of saying how hard it is to be a manager or as a pundit?
Sky Sports, where they've actually told him to go manage Monaco, be really shit, and come back.
Yeah, probably. But this is probably the biggest signing, definitely down the bottom, I would say. Miguel Almiron, they've broken their transfer record, Newcastle. Luke, do you know anything of this Almiron?
I know absolutely nothing. I'm going to guess he's an attacking player. He sounds like one.
Sounds like a skillful
player. Well, you can't imagine a big defender, maybe you can, but... I reckon he might be okay. Where's he from?
Is
he American?
He's come from Atlanta. Yeah, he's been ripping up the MLS.
Somebody did mention that, maybe.
Yeah.
He hasn't even been ripping it up. He's got 13 goals in 37 matches.
I think that might be ripping it up by MLS standards.
When did he start? Maybe he came in as, you know, and he was kind of playing his way in at the start, and now, when did those goals come, you know?
Yeah.
It might have been in his last six games.
Yeah.
He was in the team of the year.
Well, there you go.
For the MLS.
What more do you need?
That sounds like ripping it up. Where does he play?
Will Grigg has gone to Sunderland. Sorry.
He's an attacking midfielder. Yeah, that's because Sunderland are now in League One.
Yeah.
And Will Grigg rips up League One.
So, Luke, if you're Salomon Rondon, are you feeling, you've just scored against Man City and then you've got this guy coming in to replace you?
He's an attacking midfielder.
He's an attacking midfielder.
Oh, right.
If I'm Rondon, I'm thrilled that we're getting this skillful lad who can thread me in.
Mm.
And I can shove some people over and kick it in the back of the net.
Also, I feel like Rondon's one of those players who genuinely wants just work. He just wants the team to do well. He's a really nice guy. Have you watched all the videos of him, when he accidentally hurts a player or something like that, and he really makes sure they're all right?
No.
There's this really great video.
BFG of the Premier League or something.
There's a really great video of a player jumping over him, and he's about to fall and his head on the floor, and then he twists him back around and puts him on his feet.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So have you just
it's just nice.
So
man,
you've just seen compilations of Rondon being a nice guy.
I've watched a couple of Football Classy Respect 2018.
are they is he like the Messi of those kind of videos?
No, there are definitely more. I don't really know, just a lot of these Classy Respect things are really confusing. It's a lot of the ones when a dog runs on the pitch and then all the players stroke it instead of kicking it. I don't know what the alternative is.
I tell you what, major transfer activity at Fulham, obviously Otto Abubakar Kamara. Are you sad to see him go?
I'm not sad to see him go.
Have you seen the pictures of him signing for his new club?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're all quite funny. Everyone looks really grumpy.
There was a lot of drama with him before he left. Didn't he get dropped to the reserves and then punched one of the coaches?
He got arrested.
Oh, shit.
He had that penalty thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where he took the penalty and then they had a bust up in their cool down yoga session. and then they had to call the police and he got arrested.
Wow. Well, now
he got dropped.
Maybe a bit of a fresh start because he's gone to he's gone to a Turkish club, Yeni Malatyaspor.
Yeni Malatyaspor.
Yeah. No worry because Lazar Markovic, once of Liverpool, has
Well, not once. He was currently at Liverpool. We've loaned him from you. You still had him on your team.
What, he's still on our books?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
For the whole still on Liverpool.
4 years.
It's really weird. You know, when he came, he was like, I want to be the best player in the Premier League. I know. So, how are you feeling about Markovic?
Well, apparently, because he's Serbian.
Yeah.
And apparently, so, like, normally what happens every time we have a transfer is our, like, sporting director, Tony Khan, he'll be like, we looked at his stats, we looked at his, like, profile, we've, like, watched all his games, and we decided this is the man that's going to change our season. But with Lazar Markovic, it was just like, Mitrovic said he was good, so we signed him. That is what they said. They said he came highly recommended from Mitrovic.
I like that. That's nice.
So, I don't know. Well, so basically, we need
a job on the technicality of a legend that recommended him, what you're saying.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, it was a throwback, yeah. No, you know what? Carry on. Don't even worry about it.
Well, you know, it's all like all in the boardroom and all like men in suits. You know, it's nice to see a bit of
a player just being like, he's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that.
He's shit. But yeah, whatever. We need a right back. And can Lazar Markovic play right back? I think he was a left winger.
No. He played on the right. He did, under Rodgers, I think he did play as a kind of wing back role.
Well, because we're playing at the moment, we're playing like a 3-5-3, but like, The wide players in the midfield are like very defensive, so like maybe it will work.
But what I can say is I don't know if he still has them, but he did have quite nice locks, quite nice hair.
So no, it was really greasy.
Yeah, but when he ran, it would all kind of go behind him.
Oh, nice! And, yeah, that's cool.
And he kind of had quite a good running style. So you know, there is that to look forward to.
Yeah, and also our right back at the moment is Cyrus Christie, and he's really shit.
There you go.
He's just like, but the thing is, I just don't think the things that Christie is bad at is like defensive, discipline. And I don't think Markovic is the type of player that's going to have really good defensive discipline. No. So I don't really understand why we've done it.
Johnny,
we signed another player as well.
Oh yeah,
we signed like that. He played for Arsenal for a little bit, like Hodge, like probably from Norway, so like Hodgeberg.
Ah, right,
something like that. But apparently, my friend who's an Arsenal fan said he's shit. So
okay,
yay.
Brighton have signed a player. Quite dull. Wolves have signed someone called Otto. Otto.
No, they already had him.
Yeah,
he's their left back.
Oh,
Johnny Otto actually.
Yeah, Johnny Otto.
Johnny Otto. Oh.
Yeah, he actually didn't want to stay. He said he wanted to go back to Atletico and fight for his minutes, but Atletico sold him.
That's good.
But yeah, he's really good. He's in the Spanish national team.
Bakuna's gone to Cardiff.
Yeah, I don't care.
Anything else of note? I don't know, really.
I feel like maybe the biggest story of the transfer window is that there is no story.
Well, oh, right.
Because this is the amount of spending. Have you seen, like, this is the first year the amount of spending has dropped.
But is this...
Like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And players are worth way more now. So, like, it's bigger that it's dropped because... People are spending way more on players in general. People have bought even fewer
high-profile
players.
I feel like there's a bit of like an unspoken agreement between clubs that the transfer market got completely fucked last year, and they've actually like there's a bit of like I don't know even because like now everyone's just loaning players; they don't buy them anymore because nobody can afford to buy players.
Mm.
It is weird. Like transfer market's like. It's so weird at the moment that actually you can't afford to be buying big players in January.
There's quite a lot more of that kind of we'll get him at the end of the loan as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't really know. But like the biggest signing being Pulisic from Dortmund for 68 million.
58.
Yeah. 58. But yeah,
that's,
like,
that's quite a lot of money.
He's
though.
Not like good. And yeah. I feel like everyone's kind of like a bit wary of the league, of the
transfer. I wonder if this is just a slight. Blip in the even 5 years ago 58 million would have been that would have been headline news, you know, wouldn't it?
I've broken some records, yeah,
so maybe it's just a little. Well, I mean, obviously don't forget Dominic Solanke as well going to Bournemouth. Has he played yet?
No
thought he would have played against
probably because Eddie Howe saw him in training and was like, he's fucking shit. Because they've got good strikers. They don't need to like you.
Yeah, he seems like he's not quite the right... I don't know what kind of player he is. He's just a bit...
Bournemouth just love buying kind of shit players from Liverpool.
Well, Klein, he had an assist the other day, so...
Oh, yeah, his assist. Klein is good, actually. Jordan, I was thinking of Jordan Ayew.
Yeah, it's a bit weird they sold him, Klein, I thought.
Yeah, I quite like Klein.
Yeah. Is it time for the part of the podcast where we hand over to our expert quiz master for a quiz?
Yay.
Don't look too excited. But before we do that, let me remind you, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, you can rate us 5 stars, and in SoundCloud news, you can join our many followers, and let's I can... Oops. Yeah, let's say hello to new subscriber, Erica Cortez.
Oh, Erica. Hello, Erica.
Yeah.
Do you think she's related to Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Maybe. I mean, they are on the up, the Cortezes. She's liked 3 of our episodes, so as usual, Erica... Tweet us at Pilot Pundits.
Yeah, no. Likes them.
Let us know what you think. Are you real? And also another new subscriber, Hermina Gorham.
Obviously not a real name.
Well, we'd love to hear
also,
from you.
Also, what if all these people are real, but you drive them away by mocking their name?
Hermina.
Come on, I mean, look.
Is that double-barreled, or is that just, like, the whole name?
That's just it. H-E-R-M-I-N-A. Hermina. Hermina Gorham. It does sound made up, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a Russian... trying to come up with something that sounds like an English name and completely failing.
To be honest, all of our subscribers are like that. We got Amanda.
Yeah, we've hit a niche market of Russians given somewhat English names.
It's almost
themselves.
Like they've been generated by some kind of bot.
Yeah.
Maybe we just speak to those kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, we're up to a good 15 followers now. So.
That is just Hermione Granger, but they've taken out a few letters.
No, come on. Well, you can tweet us, Hermina, at Pilot Pundits. Let us know what you thought of the signing of Dominic Solanke. all right, well, so without further ado, let's hand over to the quizmaster for a round of... Oh, my piano is plugged in. For a round of... Otto's quiz time.
Thank you.
We should just say before we start that Jasper isn't here this week because he went under the knife. And
the Sheffield Wednesday fans were baying for what we had to go for.
Yeah. So he won't be getting any points this week, unlucky Jasper. But you can get points if you're playing along at home. Don't forget to get your pen and paper ready. I've got mine.
So I listened back to some old podcasts to get the first few questions, and I realised we've stopped doing the when you get the answer right, you do it.
Oh yeah, we have. Is that what's causing you problem counting the scores?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was.
Yeah, so, okay. I thought that was just an evolution because it was too similar to the simulation sound.
That's not much of an evolution. That's a complete eradication.
No, I think it might.
That's how evolution works, though, isn't it?
It might have gradually. There you go. Yeah,
it's the dark side of evolution, I think.
Yeah.
Well, so like, no.
We could have a new sound.
It's like the dodos.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Evolution at work. The has changed to the ding, ding, ding. All right, so first question. And this comes from the first ever podcast we recorded.
Oh, wait, we recorded or we released?
The first one we released. The first one we released. So, in the first podcast, Luke was the first person to receive a question from the host, Thomas. Which game did Thomas ask?
Oh, that's a good one.
What? Well, I did the quiz.
No. So this was literally... Because you ask questions, don't you?
Yeah.
If you're the host. And so we started the episode, we did our introductions, and then you went to Luke.
Oh, right.
What did you think of this? And I think you made a big point about how it was quite an important game.
Oh, okay. Mm. It must be an England game.
I think I can know it.
Wow.
I've forgotten who was in England's group. Tunisia? Belgium. I'm going to go with England, Tunisia.
All right, Thomas, England, Tunisia. Johnny?
Yeah, that's what I put.
Luke?
I said, oh, shit, Panama's the one that we dicked. So, what? Can I change that?
No.
England, Tunisia.
Ding, ding, ding.
But yeah, because it was quite good. Because on the first podcast, you actually took quite a while to say what game it was. So what? You discussed the game, and then after about a minute, you were like, "And this game is England, Tunisia." But yeah, that's great. So point for Thomas and Johnny.
Well done, Johnny.
All right, and the next one was. The first recorded game of Sex, Science, Cell. Who were the three players that we were choosing whether to sex, sign, or sell them?
Okay, I'm gonna go.
They're all on the same team.
Yeah, they. What? I'm. Oh, this is actually unbelievably stressful.
Also, you get a point for each.
Oh, so much at stake here. Okay, I've got my three.
Alright, are you guys, Johnny and Luke, you ready?
I've got two. I'm trying to remember who I would put as the third.
Oh, I think I've got it wrong.
I think I've got it wrong, but...
Alright, you guys ready?
So,
yeah, I've got it wrong.
Luke, you start.
Yeah. Lukaku, Hazard, De Bruyne.
Johnny?
Okay, I think they might be right, but I went for Pogba, Griezmann, Giroud.
Oh. I went for Pogba, Griezmann, Giroud.
Pogba, Griezmann, Giroud.
Ding, ding, ding!
Look, man, you just got 4 points there.
Well, maybe you should just get one, but I don't know. Oh.
No, you set the rules, mate. I didn't go.
No, Otto, you can change the rules whenever you like. You're the quiz master. You can change these things.
Yeah, definitely. Johnny, I reckon that we're getting...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
We're getting just, so many points.
Just had a little interruption.
He seems to have lost Luke as well, actually.
He's had enough. He's out.
Yeah.
All right, so we've now... I'll guess... Oh, is Luke just going?
Hey!
I'm back. Hey. I just left in disgust. No, my just gave up.
Sorry about that.
Are you saying there was a point for each player?
He said that.
That's disgusting, because you're going to... I didn't respect that.
Well, to be honest, it's actually quite good because Thomas is quite far behind Jasper. Johnny's quite far behind Luke. So
not anymore. He's not.
I can't remember, but yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. So
come on, Luke.
The next question is not in related to old podcasts, unfortunately, because I couldn't listen to it while we were doing the podcast. But I did this. So Peter Crouch has the possibility of, if he scores, of becoming one of the top 10 oldest scorers in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice question.
Teddy Sheringham is the oldest scorer ever in the Premier League. How old was he?
Hang on, can you just...
So Crouch could be...
I'll give you the closest... whoever's closest gets the point.
Wait, so is Crouch going to become the oldest?
No, Crouch will get the top 10.
Oh, God.
Not necessarily 10th, so he could be second.
Yeah, he'll get into the top 10. Okay. I wouldn't read too much, to be honest.
Should we go into, like, years, months, and days?
I mean, you should
try and get closer.
Years and days, because that's what I've got in.
Years and days.
Okay. I'm going to go with 39 and 250 days.
All right.
I'm going to do 42 and 132 days.
Wow, that is precise.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got
now to... I'm torn. Do I put myself in the middle, or do I just go one day above Johnny?
You're a dirty player, Luke. You're a dirty player.
Or one day below me?
I don't think so, mate. Johnny, what did you say again?
I'm not telling you.
Ah, shit. I can't... Ooh, I'm going to go for 42 and 270 days.
Wow.
Wait, so what did you say, Johnny? You said 42.
I said 42 and 132 days.
Ah, oh, shit. 39 and...
And 150 days? No, 250
days. 250
days,
yeah.
So it's 40 years... And 268 days.
Oh, wait.
I think Thomas gets it.
I think he does.
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I put myself in the middle.
The final question is that due to the low quality of the bottom of the table, there's been a lot of talk about how the normally... like talked about 40 point minimum to stay up will not be true this season. However, what is the fewest number of points a team has gotten while surviving in the Premier League?
Oh, fuck.
33.
Should we say the team as well? Not that I can, but...
you can also say the
bonus
team.
Point for the team?
What?
Bonus point for the team?
Yeah, you can get a point for the team.
Are we doing this closest nonsense, or are we just doing if you get it right, you get a point?
I think closest.
We'll see what the guesses are.
Why don't... No, because it depends, you know.
Luke, go ahead.
No tactics. Just make a guess.
If I say, like, 34, Johnny's going to fucking sandwich me here. He's a prick. 32.
I said... Oh, no, wait, I said 32.
You said 33.
Yeah, fine.
Actually, 34.
Johnny?
Give me the lower bound, Johnny.
I would love to sandwich Luke here, but I'm going to be the classy... respectful footballer that we all need. Well, what did you say, Tom? 32? 31.
Okay. Well.
You said 31, Johnny.
So if it's 32, what happens then?
And Luke, you were correct. 34 points.
Oh!
Worth multiple. That was really hard. I had to guess real good on that one.
And the team,
shall tell you, was Wolverhampton Wanderers. Yay or nay?
Johnny?
Oh, Sunderland.
I'm going with Burnley.
No, you're wrong. West Brom.
Wow.
All right. Well, that concludes this week's...
Otto's quiz time.
Thank you. Oh, we forgot to do the ding ding ding. Oh, the thing is, the reason we don't do the ding 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 anymore is because you guys actually read out your answers. I don't read out the answers and see who got it right.
We have changed the format.
I think it's a bit more interesting if you guys.
It depends on the kind of question. If it's like a name, the five people who did blah blah blah.
Maybe I'm actually just because, to be fair, yeah, the questions which I first came up with were so long. like one of the questions I asked you guys was to name the 12 founding clubs of the Premier League. Now it's just like, how old is the oldest scorer?
Yeah, when you said that, I thought you were going to be like, who are the 10 players?
Yeah. Well, it's an evolution, isn't it? You know, we're constantly evolving on this podcast.
Yeah. So this podcast is a biological experiment going on before our eyes.
We always ask our fans what they like, what they don't like, you know.
We take their feedback.
Yeah.
And we guess their response.
And we insult their names. All right, well, so we're going to get a score update then?
We have the scores in the doors.
Yeah, I'm just getting it up.
All right, well, while you calculate the scores, let me remind
you that... Do you want the scores for this week?
No, just overall.
While he's calculating that, let me remind you that we have 23 episodes now. We're approaching our 25th. So not next week, but the week after that. Big celebration.
Yeah.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah, we should definitely have a 25 theme.
Or like a party or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Wow, this episode's got 96.
I'm ready with the points.
Yeah.
I must admit, Johnny got 4 points this week, and when I took away the last digit on the 30, I forgot what digit it was, so I think it was 31, but you might have some
points. I think it was 39.
I've gone with the lowest digit in the 30s.
So that might.
So I might have even lost points here.
So Johnny's on 35 points. Luke is just ahead still on 37.
Ooh.
But in brackets, thinking about Guerrero, big old fat face, and is a cheating nerd.
Nerd.
Thomas has officially drawn level with Jasper.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding!
Title race.
Jasper is winning on the technicality that he did think about quite a few of the answers one time.
And also he's not been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, mate, Jasper's been really fucked over by missing out on
well,
the
we
this
said,
is incentive to come on the pod, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we said it was incentive.
For having a dodgy head.
He's getting a bit cocky, isn't he? He's like, oh yeah, I'm not even.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although to be honest, none of this really matters because when it gets to the end of the season we're just gonna do playoffs anyway.
Oh, I can't wait. Is it time to run a few simulations for next week's action?
Yes.
Coming up, in fact, coming up pretty soon. It's on Sunday.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to do a. I'm supposed to also do a prediction thing so you guys can predict and then make some points next week.
Oh, well, we could do.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
We could do.
Well, you made the prediction from last week, did they?
Yeah, but the last week everyone got it right because it was Man City, but none of you got the result right, so it didn't matter.
But we didn't do a new one.
Did we not? Did we have another week?
No, I think we just missed a set of games because they were midweek.
No, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's all the FA Cup stuff.
So. Well, what do you want to do this week? Because it's Man City Arsenal on Sunday.
We could do England West Indies.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So I think they're going to lose by a whole innings.
there isn't enough
going on. I was going to say, like, number of runs that West Indies beat England by, but, yeah.
How many...
You guys just do some simulations. I'll find something.
What about how many Joe Root is going to get? How many runs is Joe Root going to get?
When's the Six Nations start? Is that soon?
Oh, yeah.
Very soon.
What about the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl.
Is it? Okay, I don't know anything about Super Bowl.
Is anyone going to watch that, by the way?
I might
try and watch it. It's Los Angeles Rams versus the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many points do you normally score in an American football game?
Oh, it can be like 20-something.
Yeah, Brady. Brady's going to play. He's good.
He's good. He's old now, though.
Yeah, but he's still a legend.
He's still a legend.
Yeah, okay. Who wins and the score?
Yeah, I'm going for Brady all the way. Patriots all the way, mate.
And the score?
They're going to win by 10 points.
Yeah, I've got to back my boy Brady.
Yep.
New England Patriots.
That's right.
Going to win 34-33.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So how does it work in American football? Is it one point increments or is it?
No, it's like, I think it's, is it 7 for a touchdown?
If you convert it,
but you can also score at like another touchdown in the conversion, and then you get even more points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thomas, what was your prediction again? Patriots,
then by 10 points. That's all I'm going to give you.
No, you have to give a score.
Oh, right, shit. Well, I don't know at all. Like 28-18?
Johnny, you were Patriots as well?
Yeah.
Go on, Luke. Go for the Jaguars.
You remember 34.
It's not even the Jaguars. It's the LA Rams, you idiot.
Yeah, that was the semi-final Jaguars against Patriots.
Yeah.
Was it no last year? Jaguars. Last year was it Jaguars maybe?
Last year, that was Pittsburgh Steelers.
I've got a friend who likes American football who supports the LA Rams.
Well, you got to back them then.
I think That's just a great way to lose points because the Patriots are a better team, aren't they?
No, they lost the final last time. They bottled it.
Yeah, but it was like a real big fuck-up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you get out of my head, you prick? I'm going to go with the Patriots. And 32.
Oh, yeah.
I can't undercut you on this. 20.
You know, I realised I was...
20. I don't even know if that's a possible score. Like, some scores won't be possible, will they?
32-20, you're going for that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You heard me.
I realised, because I've been watching the wrong thing when I watch American football, because I've been watching the quarterback, but you're not really meant to watch him. You're meant to watch, like, all the action.
Yeah, but it's so much action. It's like... It's so hard to see where you're meant to look.
Yeah, but apparently...
You're not meant to watch the quarterback?
Well, not really, because it's not quite as exciting.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I think all the plays are good. I don't know really anything about it. But are you going to watch it, anyone?
I might try and watch it.
Are you going to... I don't know whether to, like, stay up. Or, like, wake up. Because it's, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, there's probably no chance I'm going to watch that then.
Mm.
On what day? On Saturday?
Sunday night.
Sunday morning. Well, you could go out and not go. And
no, it's Monday morning. Sunday night.
I mean, I only have 1 week of uni, 1 day of uni a week, so weekends don't mean anything anyway.
Do you want to predict some Premier League clashes?
Yeah, I'd like to do some simulation.
Yeah, we'll simulate
them. Otto, how about Manchester City Arsenal?
I just need to find out whose home ground is that.
You got to get all the right information into your computer.
City, mate.
I ran two separate simulations.
Wow.
One for Etihad, one for Emirates, and it's at the Etihad, and my simulation showed a 3-1 victory to Man City, with it being quite a close game. Aubameyang's going to equalise after Aguero scores. And then it's going to get to around 70-75 minutes, and then Man City are going to kind of pick it up a little bit. De Bruyne is going to come on off the bench and he's going to kind of start dictating play and going to get a couple of goals.
Wow.
De Bruyne is going to score them both.
De Bruyne is going to start dictating. The simulation kind of... I saw goals going in.
It was hazy.
It was like a blur.
It was a blur of the celebrations. I understand.
Luke, would you... I mean, there's quite a lot of fixtures. Spurs against Newcastle could be interesting.
Ooh.
Newcastle going to Wembley on a high. Spurs.
Tottenham, Newcastle as well.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about now. or Luke,
Newcastle Tottenham game.
Yeah, that Newcastle Tottenham game. How about that?
Am I simulating that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two two.
Oh wow!
Simulation revealed nothing more.
It's all that was revealed.
So is it the end of Spurs or not? Wait, so that means that the undrawables will be
undrawable.
That's right. That's what the simulation told me.
Right.
And I am as devastated as you guys are to hear that. But it is the end of the undrawables this weekend.
We should really go back through the simulations and see how accurate they are, so we can give like a confidence rating for them.
How are you going to calculate the confidence rating?
Well, you know, like Sam's, you know that thing which like BBC video page with Sam, that like computer that predicted scores. Sam, like, it's like 80% sure it's going to be 2-0.
Yeah, well, I mean, if anyone wants to look back over the...
I feel like if we look back, there'd be, like, 0% confidence.
Johnny, do you want to do one?
Yeah, I'll do one.
See
what happens.
Get the gears rolling.
Liverpool against West Ham on Monday night.
Oh,
At West Ham. At West Ham, yeah.
I think we're going to witness a very boring game here. I think West Ham will be shit and Liverpool won't capitalise enough. But they'll win like 2-0.
2-0. Okay. All right. Wow, that, I mean.
What are the weather conditions like?
Gonna be blistering.
It's gonna be what?
Tough to play in the wind.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it going to be more snow this weekend? Maybe. No, I don't know about that, actually. No, I think the snow is going to go. Well, with that, shall we... unless anyone has anything they want to get off their chest. Luke?
I'm good.
fuck the government.
Okay, thanks very much. Johnny, anything...
Are we an apolitical podcast?
Yes.
That's an apolitical statement.
Talking of politics, I saw that film Vice yesterday because my housemate really wanted to see it.
Oh, is it any good?
Oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Also, a non-political stance is in itself a political stance, so...
Are we a philosophical podcast or not?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, in that case, that statement was allowed.
It is, I guess.
Yeah, is that one
we're with... apolitical, pro-philosophical podcast.
Wait, so are you saying it's a political stance to not mention politics on our pod?
I feel like if the podcast is about football, it's not a political stance. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess not. Johnny, anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
I don't have any thoughts at the moment.
No, okay.
Nothing going on.
Mine's pretty blank.
back in the good old days, we used to give like shout outs to like professional footballers, like they would be listening. We would like shout out to Rafa Benitez, like.
Oh, this podcast used to be so good.
What are you talking about?
I just like to shout out to a big man. Got some new signings in for Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
Sinclair.
Yeah.
Got a guy from Watford as well. Also, actually, this was interesting. We lost so badly in the Johnson's Paint Trophy, and that the players are refunding the tickets of all the fans that went.
Wow.
That's a classic move, isn't it?
Oh, that's sad.
But I think it was also the fact that because all the fans boycott the JPT, there was only like 50 fans there, so it wasn't really.
Oh, I tell you what, I've just had a thought.
They did a cost benefit analysis.
Before we go, I just had this quick thought. This is quite a fun game. It's a little game.
Yes.
It's called What Do You Have to Eat at Half Time When You Go to a Football Game?
Okay.
What do you have to eat at half time? Luke?
maybe some chips.
What? Chips? Yeah, Luke,
have you ever had chips after a football match?
Well, I've not been to that many football matches.
You can say nothing.
And I don't know. I'm not a person who buys food at half time at a sporting event, you know?
You don't buy food at half time. You don't have to buy food. You can bring it with you.
Bring egg sandwiches.
Oh, I can bring it with me.
Yeah.
A tub of pesto pasta then.
Okay. Pesto pasta. Johnny?
Well, I'm probably just sticking to the bevs, to be honest. But if I was going to eat anything, it's got to be a pie and a cup of bog real.
I like pie. What kind of pie?
I guess it varies which brand you're at, but because I'd have to pick the veggie one. There's normally only one veggie one,
And it's just kind of like it's nondescript veggie pie.
Yeah,
it's like a type of pie.
Non-meat pie.
I actually had a really good veggie pie at Middlesbrough. I think I bought it in. Oh, yeah, it was quite funny.
That
actually,
that was Sheffield Wednesday. That was when you put your pie on the floor and the pick it back up.
Bolton, was it?
Yeah,
no, Sheffield Wednesday. I thought.
I don't know. It was quite funny because when I was getting frisked, I was like, "Am I allowed to take my pie in?" was like a classic veggie pie.
My half-time snack is You know those biscuits, like the square ones that have the chocolate that goes slightly over the edge of the biscuit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good.
That and a cup of tea.
Do you know, Johnny, I'm a bit disappointed. Sorry, because you always bring sandwiches.
Do I?
You know, Johnny, why didn't you say what you actually do? Because I don't know if I've ever seen you get a pie at a football match.
I feel like whenever we used to go to an Oxford game, you'd always have sandwiches.
What did you actually eat when you went to a football match?
I don't really eat anything. I just sit there.
I feel like I used to be really jealous of your sandwiches.
No, I don't think you had sandwiches.
I don't think I'm a sandwich. Yeah, maybe I did. But, like, no, I don't think so.
You wouldn't have a sandwich because it's 3 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, it's like 4 o'clock.
All right, well, maybe this is...
It's biscuits and, like, kind of some kind of thing you bought from home. Like, well,
I've definitely been at a game. Someone's brought out a sandwich and I've been jealous of it.
Maybe. I mean, I might... Yeah.
When I go to Fulham match, they have a sandwich.
There you go.
Maybe it's an early kickoff as well.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
There you go. All right, well, should we... that was fun.
When you have a late kickoff, do you have your dinner... No, you have dinner beforehand.
Well, how late is it?
I can't remember what I used to do. Maybe you just had dinner at 9:30. What do I used to do? I can't remember.
If it's a 5:30 one...
You have dinner late. You're late dinner, but a big lunch.
So it's a different
thing. Two dinners.
Well, yeah, because by the time you're back for the football, you're going to be hungry again, aren't you? So there's no point having dinner then.
No, you want to take a scotch egg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is the ticket. Yeah. Well, just a couple of boiled eggs in your pocket. Pick them up. Pop them in.
All right, let's wrap this podcast up. Oh, we didn't end with a Michael Owen quote.
We haven't ended yet.
What do you mean?
We can still end with a Michael Owen quote, because we haven't ended.
Yes, I know, but no, I was going to say last week we didn't.
Oh, last week
we didn't. Yeah, big
change. Yeah, sure.
Change of Main Genius is the new... Michael Owen.
I think he's got some work to do, but he's well on his way.
He's far better than Michael Owen.
You know what I think about
Jermaine. At the end of the Tottenham match, when Tottenham beat Fulham, his line was, "The Tottenham fans know what this means." Like, obviously they don't. It's so stupid, the stuff he says.
Yeah, but Michael Owen, just like every single thing that came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Jermaine Genius kind of chats in cliches a bit too much.
No,
yeah.
I'm backing Jermaine Genius to be the takeover from Gary Lineker on Match of the Day when Gary Lineker gets too old.
The thing is, he wasn't even that good of a footballer. I think you have to be quite a good footballer.
Whoa, did you not ever see that emotional thing he did on BT Sport where he said how his career had not gone how it wanted because he was injured and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was emotional, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, because before Gary Lineker wasn't even a footballer, was it? So, yeah. Definitely doesn't have to be.
I reckon Jermaine could do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I bet you 20 quid.
On the route of a non-footballer there.
20 quid for Jermaine.
I think it'll be someone else. It'll be like a Mark Chapman type person.
Oof.
That's my prediction.
All right, well, to be honest, this Michael Owen... This Michael Owen quote.
There's a quote that I just found from Jamie Redknapp about Michael Owen.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
It's in his youth, Michael Owen was literally a greyhound.
That's good. All right, let's end with that. Thanks, Luke, very much. See you later.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, you're not doing your Michael Owen quote?
Oh, well, the thing is, I was just going to say the Michael Owen quote Twitter account hasn't actually posted anything
since
April.
That's not actually that very good way to do it.
Yeah.
There's better ones.
It's only... The last time I posted was April 13th.
I've got my Michael Owen
2016. Yeah, go for it.
You're on your own out there with 10 mates.
Thanks, Johnny. See you next week sometime.
Yeah.
And many thanks, Otto_Wolf.
Yeah, see you next week, mate.
Farewell.